Remember that the person who plants few seeds will have a small crop. The one who plants many seeds will have a large crop. God loves a cheerful giver that gives from the heart. So our reading tells us that in Jerusalem there was a famine previously in the first part of the chapter, and the Christians were struggling. So here Paul's talking to a rich church in Achaia, telling them how he has been boasting about how ready and eager they are to help out. So perhaps it's kind of a bit of a dig in the ribs to remind them to get on with what they've promised and were called by God to do, to be cheerful givers. Not grumpily giving their money, their time, their skill to help out, but giving whatever they could gladly and with joy, like a bouncing bunny. So dandelions, there is a connection to earlier, give out generously all over the place, don't they? Sowing seeds that can have a great effect on the land around them. And I think God calls us to be like dandelions, sowing seeds of generosity with happy hearts. Because the day I saw that field of dandelions that I spoke about earlier, it was so joyful that I just couldn't help but give thanks. I praised God. And when the church gives, those who receive, Paul tells us, give thanks and praises God. And they also pray for those that have given joyfully. So when we give, we receive riches, I believe, beyond money. Love, joy, relationship, prayer of the people, and our cheerful hearts grow to be bigger. Now that's not a reason to give, but it is often what we receive, I think, because God loves a cheerful giver and he blesses our generosity. So I wonder if you can think of a time when you have given cheerfully in the past. I wonder how you felt about that. I wonder how God honoured that. Or can you think of a time when you might be able to give cheerfully in the future to those in need? Not out of guilt or out of duty or of a, oh, do I have to, sort of groan, but with a smile and a lightness of heart. Now, I met a lady the other day who had been left a house to her by her friend who had died. She loved the house, but it was far too big for her to live in it on her own. And I kind of wondered, really, as I was listening to her, whether eventually she was going to say, oh, I think I might sell the house, and then she could have the money, I guess, to either keep, to spend, to give. But she didn't say any of those things. She had decided to create in her garden an art room and a quiet space to offer to her village to come and to use if they needed a quiet moment. She'd started an art group that was completely free of charge with the hope that people who were beginners could grow in confidence. And she was making plans to share a house with a Syrian refugee family. Not out of guilt, but out of her heart to be hospitable, to give those who had no home somewhere to call home. Now this was God's call to her in her particular place with her particular skills. She was a people person. She loved art, she loved cooking, she loved contemplative prayer. This was something that she could offer to serve others. Out of the things that she had in her heart, she could offer to others, to be a cheerful giver. Now, it will not be the same call for all of us, but I believe God does ask us to give what we can out of our hearts. Not to give so generously that we end up in so much debt that we become a burden to others, or perhaps not to give up our home. That may not be our call. not so that we can tell people how generous we are, or to cut down on paying our taxes. Those are not the reasons really to give, are they? But to give generously from the heart, our money, our time, our skills, the gifts to the Lord's larder. We might give space in our home. We might give lifts in our car. Sowing seeds generously like dandelions so that our generosity can multiply and cause others around us to give thanks to God. Now, all this sounds really, really positive. But I was really challenged on my way here. Because these are the dandelions that sow seeds. And as I went and picked some, and I got into the car, every bump on the way here, a few dropped off. And so I thought, I'm going to get there, and they're going to be empty stalks. And Andy said, that might be the message. And it might indeed be the message. But I suddenly thought, actually, some of us here today might not be feeling so joyful for all sorts of things and the bumps in the road that have caused us to perhaps feel not quite so cheerful today. But actually, I just want to tell you, if you're in that place, God can still use those seeds that you're sowing. You may not feel cheerful, but God can really honour that and sow seeds all over the place. Just by being you, just by sharing the good things and maybe even the not so good things with others. Would you like to blow one? I'm sorry to the cleaners, I will clean up later. Do you want to have a bit to blow? Do you want to blow a dandelion? There you go. Do you want to come out here and blow it? And at least we'll get the dandelion seeds in mostly in one place. That's not the message, okay? We don't want it just in one place. We want it everywhere. Do you want to blow a seed? Okay. Do you want to blow a seed? Somebody? Would you like to blow a seed? I might leave the ones that... Hey, look, they're nearly gone. How are we doing? Oh! I think this one was only just ripe, I think. It was out in the churchyard, and I found it, and it was a big one, so it's not so much as quite as liberally. You can give it a tap. Yeah, okay. Thank you. So I think just as the reading was read, you know, he will always, God, the one that provides the bread, the one that provides the seed, God will always make you rich, so that you can give generously. And it may be that you don't feel rich at the moment, but he will make you rich spiritually in order that you can give generously. And so actually, if you've got your little... I haven't got mine. I don't know what I've done with it. Hey-ho. If you've got your little Lego block, perhaps you could... If you were a dandelion, imagine you were a dandelion, this might be a dandelion seed. What seed might you sow that can serve others with a cheerful heart? Perhaps we'll just stop just for a moment. Perhaps you can think about that. And then in a moment, Carol will explain what we're going to do with them. But this is our response. If we were a dandelion, what seeds might we sow that serve others with a cheerful heart?